This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Tuesday, November 2, 2021, and these are the headlines. The Interagency Task Force for the Management of Emerging Infectious Diseases extended until the middle of November the Alert Level 3 classification of the city. Among the areas of the region also placed under the same classification is Davao del Norte, while under Alert Level 2 are Davao de Oro, Davao del Sur, and Davao Oriental. Placed under Alert Level 4, on the other hand, is Davao Occidental, as the province still has a high number of cases of COVID-19 in ratio to population compared with other provinces in the region. In another story, Police Director General Guillermo Eleazar cautioned the public against falling prey to the love scam being perpetrated through social media platforms. Eleazar issued the warning following the arrest of two Nigerians engaged in this scheme who extorted a huge sum of money from a businesswoman. Felix Andowase and Emmanuel Abia allegedly lured the woman online by pretending to be an Australian man and made the victim send private photos which they used in blackmailing her into sending $8,000 to their contacts in Cavite. The Filipino contacts were also arrested. In business, the Philippines amplified the call of developing nations for urgent action and results on the climate change commitments of developed countries ahead of the 26th United Nations Climate Change Conference of the Parties, or COP26, that opened in Glasgow, Scotland over the weekend. Prior to the COP26 meeting, Finance Secretary Carlos Dominguez III and Energy Undersecretary Felix William Fontebella underscored in separate international fora the need to accelerate the mobilization and provision of funds to assist the most climate-vulnerable countries in climate adaptation and mitigation. Dominguez, who heads the Philippine delegation to COP26, first made the call at the opening of the 2021 annual meeting of the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, or AIIB, where he asked Western economies largely responsible for most greenhouse gases emissions to act now in significantly reducing their carbon footprints. He also emphasized the need for these economies to make good on their commitments to extend the financing needed by climate-vulnerable countries to transition to a clean energy future. In sports, the Philippines continued to fire blanks in the Asian Football Confederation Under-23 Asian Cup as it lost to newcomer Timor-Leste. Timor-Leste's Zenivio Consicao Mota scored in the 89th minute as the young Azcals did not register a win at the conclusion of their matches in the tournament. In the World Series of Major League Baseball, the offense of the Houston Astros started to function as they snared their second victory in the first five games against the hosts Atlanta Braves 9-5. The momentum will shift to the Astros' favor as they are set to host the remaining two games even when their backs are still against the wall as the Braves need only to win one more game. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Mindanao Times. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.